Voters are turning out in huge numbers today in Wisconsin's historic recall election. At stake, whether Republican Governor Scott Walker will stay in office after pushing through major reforms for public workers.
Joining us live from Milwaukee, WTOP's Andrew Mullenbeck. Andrew, tell us about the turnout. Is it on par with the presidential election?
Well, it's big is the short answer. I just talked with the board that oversees the election results. A spokesman describes the turnout as very heavy. The official forecast, somewhere around 60 to 65% of all eligible voters will cast a ballot. Really, that's an unheard of number for a non-presidential year. It would be a record. Some voters have waited 20 or more minutes at polling places.
Andrew, we know that one of the key issues that led to this recall was the stripping of collective bargaining rights from public workers. What have you heard from voters about this particular issue?
It's certainly been the most divisive issue. One voter described Walker's handling of union rights as an ambush. But it really is split down the middle. Conservatives like that Walker had the guts to tell public workers they need to pay more for their health insurance and pension benefits to help balance the state's budget.
A lot of people are looking at Wisconsin thinking it will be some sort of harbinger for the national election, Andrew. What are people saying there?
Well, it's kind of a snapshot of where Wisconsin is in general as a state, because this state will be key in the race for president. It's gone for the Democratic candidate in each presidential election dating back to Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. But Republicans believe a win here tonight may suggest Wisconsin is ready to shift a bit to the right in November.
All right, Andrew, looking forward to your coverage tonight and tomorrow morning. Thanks so much.
Sure thing.
WTOP's Andrew Mullenbeck covering the Wisconsin recall election. And we will have Andrew all through the evening as the results come in, and we'll have his analysis tomorrow morning.